This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, what is going on? My name is Amy Amore, also known as Lily Monroe, and you're listening to Escort Confessions. So I recently went to Bahamas, and it was super fun. So I went there for 3 nights, 4 days, and I gotta tell you, it was more than enough. So Nassau, Bahamas is the capital. It has the biggest population of people there. Mostly it's locals who are not Caucasian, but anyways, it's mostly black people, but they are very friendly. So the locals were super friendly towards me, especially men. I got a lot of catcalling, but that's okay, you know, gave me a little bit of confidence and whatnot. Not that I needed it, but anyways, women are super friendly, and it's a very touristy spot, especially in the northern part of Nassau. So Nassau, it's, you know, it has pirate history, other history, it has forts, you know, lots of history, lots of pretty beaches, and of course it has Atlantis along with the other resort. So on the very first day, so it from like where I live, it took me a few hours to get there. I was actually surprised how fast the flight was. So got there, it was super hot. It's like 80 degrees there, which is perfect. It's a very kind of wet weather because it's always raining there. It's kind of a rainy season there right now, which is November. So I went there because it was cheaper, because it was rainy season. So gosh, yeah, I went there, checked into my hotel, you know, picked up the car, went through passport control and whatnot, because Bahamas, it's not US, it's a different country, even though majority of the people do speak English, also their own beautiful language. So went there, got my stamp and passport, which was super awesome. What was not awesome is that they stamped on my Irish visa, and I was kind of bitter about that. And yeah, but it's okay, it's fine, it happens. So yeah, I picked up my car, basically, and then Bahamas is the same as in Virgin Islands, same as in England, Ireland. You drive on the left side of the road, so it takes getting used to, but it's, I mean, anybody can get it. Also, did not expect in Nassau to be so many roundabouts. It is insane. Why can't there be just straight road? Nassau is, it takes maybe an hour to get from one end to another, but there's so many things there to explore, to see, many restaurants there, and it's, yeah, but anyways, back to the first day. So checked into my hotel. It looked like Airbnb, and it was kind of a mixture of other houses. I don't even know how to explain it, but I really liked it there. So I checked in, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stay here for 2 more nights because I liked it so much. And it was not as expensive, because I remember paying $100 for a very cheap hotel room that had the view. And then this one was $171 a night, but there was pool, there was laundry, it had nice view, and it's just, the room had kitchen, the room had big living room, bedroom, and it was kind of apartment. So, which is, I mean, I liked it a lot. And I did not go to any restaurants because it's kind of expensive there in Bahamas. I mean, you know, everything is getting shipped to Bahamas, which is the middle of the ocean. So, of course, everything will be expensive. So I cooked my own food. And for like 2 days, I ate spaghetti with taco seasoning because it didn't click that I probably need pasta sauce or ranch. I like to eat everything with ranch. But anyway, so I cooked my own food, which was much cheaper. Yeah, and I went on a walk without an umbrella, which is the first mistake that I made, because I got wet at the end of the 20-minute walk. I explored basically the neighborhood around my hotel, and there are some really expensive houses there. And there's next to my hotel were Four Seasons, and you're not supposed to trespass it, but because it had really cool statues and architecture, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna trespass, gonna take some pictures. Nobody actually cared because, well, first of all, there was nobody there, but the more time I got to spend, you know, outside of my hotel room, people don't care what you do there. They really don't. Somebody told me that locals used to sell coke to tourists, and I'm like, I am not gonna be surprised because everybody's very laid back. Like, there's beaches, there's beautiful beaches there. It's the water is so clear, you could see yourself floating. So I went to one of the Atlantis beaches, which I also trespassed because again nobody really cared, and I show confidence. I always walk into places like I belong there. So. But yeah, Atlantis, most of the people were either with like families with kids, or it was honeymooners or old couples. That's it. I didn't see any single solo travelers there. So I think I was the only one. But yeah, I went to one of their beaches, and the water was very salty because I accidentally, swallowed it. But it was so clear. It's like, I can't even say the color. It's like light blue. But if you go there, you would know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think the plane ticket was like $600, which was not bad, I would say. And that's off season. So, and it was for a round trip. Atlantis it was nice. It's Atlantis. It's, you know, mostly for kids, I feel like. And it's a big water park, and I was not staying there because it's like $300 a night, which is no thank you. I mean, you get sleep anyway, so it's like, yeah. Actually, the best sleep that I got was in the cheapest hotels, believe it or not. So, I don't know, they just have better mattresses or something. But yeah, Nassau. So, a lot of tourists there because there's a port there where, you know, all kinds of cruise lines come in, and basically the locals, they just surround this area and they offer you like, hey, buy this, let's do an excursion, which is like a, you know, road trip, travel itinerary things, you know what I'm talking about. They try to sell you all this touristy stuff, and I just like, I was walking so fast, they couldn't even catch me or be like, hey, excuse me, because that's how fast I was walking, because I already got my magnets and my rum cake, and that's it. That's all I needed, because I grabbed backpack, my military backpack, in which everything fit, and my purse. So that's it. I did not need any more luggage. So, yeah. Because screw paying for luggage. They just scam you. Yeah. I like to travel light, so there's that. But yeah, a lot of locals, they really pressure you into buying things, so just be polite and say no thank you. Sometimes you have to be stern. But other than that, it probably would take you like a day to see everything, which is more than enough. And a lot of things were closed. But on the southern part of Nassau, it's just a lot of properties. It's a lot of poor properties because that's where locals live, and a lot of them are getting torn down. But there's also some rich neighborhoods, which I kind of liked because the houses were so huge and colorful. And Nasa is a really colorful city. So, yeah, and it was very sunny. I tried to do beach hopping, but unfortunately a lot of beaches in the non-touristy areas were very dirty. And nobody cleans it up, unfortunately. But fortunately, there's lots of dogs there. There's lots of cats. I actually befriended one of the cats. I called her Renee. I don't know why. And basically, she hung out at my hotel room. And I fed her some of the rum cake. And I bought her meats and some cat food. So I had a friend to stay with me. So that was very fun. So... and when I asked the receptionist, I'm like, whose cat is that? She's like, she's everybody's cat. I'm like, I thought so. Yeah, Nasa, very fun. Highly recommend. I would recommend going there for a couple of days. And you should see more than enough touristy spots and buy yourself some souvenirs. And yeah, just explore the area. And it is worth mentioning that the locals, they do take US currency, the dollars, but I would recommend exchanging them for the Bahamas money, because it's so much more colorful, and make sure to take some home with you. It is so colorful. I mean, I don't understand why US dollars, they're not colorful. It's just one color. Everywhere else I've been, they have colorful money. I like colorful money. Makes me happier. But anyways, and but yeah, if you want to go there if you are planning to go to Bahamas as a cruise trip, you can do it, yes, but I feel like it's more fun to explore, to go there, to rent a car and just explore the whole island, because you never know what you might see, and it gives you more time to explore, to talk with locals and such. Also, if you do rent a car like me, do not freak out, because the drivers are crazy. And I'm telling you from somebody who drove in Atlanta, drivers are crazier in Bahamas. I do not know why. I do not know, understand why everybody was in a hurry, but I was at the stoplight. It turned green literally 0.30 seconds later, somebody already honked. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going, jeez. But, yeah, I mean, Bahamas, it looks like it's a third world country, but it's developing, which is good, which is what Google told me, even though he's not always right, but, you know, Google. Do not flash jewelry and, you know, expensive branding clothes or branding jewelry, because, it's still a developing country, and, you know, like, what's the point of, you know, wearing labutins if you're traveling? Like, especially labutins, they're heels, they're shoes for women, mostly. You know, there's just buy yourself Converses, very comfortable shoes, comfortable tennis shoes, and just walk, because... hide the jewelry, you know, you just never know. So just to be safe, better be safe than sorry. Follow me on Instagram and follow me on YouTube, where I will be posting this video, this podcast episode. And yeah, stay tuned for more. I'll talk to you guys next time.